Hello, I'm Michael Butler, and this is an interview with Ned Butler, radio expert.
So from the 40s to the 90s, what are the changes since then?
Programming. Back then, we did what is commonly called block programming. You play 15 minutes or 30 minutes of this type of program, and most radio stations broadcast longer news programs. 15-minute news programs were common. We used the network a lot. Soap operas, Break the Bank programs, game shows, similar to you have on television now, were real popular back in the late 40s and early 50s in that particular time.
Now, from the programming standpoint, do you think this was more effective, the older style, or do you like the new, more music type of format?
I think everything has its season. Audiences are different than they were back then, I believe. People had their radio station. This is my radio station. I'm going to listen to this radio station. Today, we pick and choose. We run up and down the dial. We pick a music. It's a lot different than it was back then. I really don't have a preference whether it's better today than it was back then. You got to go with what's best at the time. I can remember back when we'd sit in front of the radio, back when I was a young boy, we'd sit in front of the radio just like you sit in front of a television. Now, times have really changed. Back then, we listened in time slots. Today, we just turn the radio on, take it for granted, stays on. Back then, a lot of the radios were battery operated, and you didn't run the radio all the time because batteries were expensive, and back then, we didn't have much money either. The first recordings we did in my early days in broadcasting where we record on disc, they were the long 33 and the third RPM. Later on, we would use a wire recorder. Oftentimes, the wire would break, and we'd just tie it back together. And then a man from Opelika, Alabama, J. Herbert Orr, he went into service during World War II. He was responsible for a German scientist, and when he left Germany after his term in service, the scientist gave him the formula for magnetic tape as we know it now. And things have improved dramatically in the technical end. At first, we used mostly 78 RPM records, and 33 and a third. The records that the record companies would send to the radio station were 78. The record industry wanted to start using the 45s, and there was a lot of opposition from broadcasters because they weren't set up to play a 45. I know the first time we played a 45 RPM record, we had to improvise. But today, like you say, the compact disc, the quality, there's no surface noise as you know it on the other records, and so many changes have taken place, and it's been interesting to see the changes made down through the years.
Do you see the compact disc or the digital audio tape is taking over? I mean, in the next 10 years you won't see any records out, do you believe that?
Could be. At one time I thought I had seen it all. But I believe when I first got started in broadcasting back many years ago, I thought everything had been invented. What I didn't know then, things we hadn't even scratched the surface. There'll be many changes, I believe. You can use computers in broadcasting, and this has proven to be real effective. Compact discs are ideal, and but I believe down through the years, won't be many years, that you'll see another change. Maybe a digital audio broadcast will come into its being in the next few years. Each broadcast station, would AM and FM, would probably be given some preference, and then they'd broadcast with a digital audio broadcast like we do with AM and FM. And after the listenership is picked up on digital audio broadcasting, they would probably drop the AM and FM, and everybody would be using digital audio broadcast, and the AM and FM spectrum would be used for some other entity. That would take some time to evolve because you'd have to have the sale of radios into digital audio broadcast band, whichever band is accepted. And the radios would have to be on the market for some period of time before you could afford to drop the AM and FM.
Could you tell us something you see as a problem in radio?
Too many people in the broadcast business don't know broadcasting. We have a lot of people in management and ownership and everything that know nothing about broadcasting. The biggest problem with broadcasting would be people, not technical.
Okay, well, I appreciate you talking with us.
Okay, my pleasure.